Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Today is a very, very special day. Today is my son's birthday. And he is, well, I don't even know if he wants me to share how old he is, but he was born on this day, 8:30 in the morning, to a couple of screams, a couple of tight fists, a couple of eyeballs clenched, and a big, bah! Oh, and guess who's here? Hello. I mean, hold on. Hello, there you are.
Hello, yes.
There's the birthday boy.
Yes. What's up? What's up, birthday mom?
Well, I was thinking about you. Actually, I was thinking about you last night on your birthday eve. Because your birthday eve was a day in my life.
Uh-oh. I know some. It went down then.
It went down and it eventually went out. Get it?
Yeah. Tell me, talk about it.
Well, let's see. Your dad and I went to Marie Callender's that evening.
Oh, okay. So you're talking about when I was born.
Oh, yes. When were you talking about? Where do you want to talk about?
I thought you meant yesterday.
Oh, no, I didn't think about you yesterday.
Oh, okay, cool.
Well, I did think about you yesterday. It was a birthday eve, and I do always think about you the night before your birthday. But what I think about is 27 years ago, oops, the night before your birthday.
Now, I'm not ashamed of my age.
Okay, well, me neither. I'm 42.
Get it.
Anyways, I'm so glad that we have this impromptu, no scripted, no bullets, no nothing, just freestyle, just riff back and forth. And I don't know what we're going to talk about, but you know what? I am going to let, are you ready for this? I'm going to let you drive. We're going to talk about whatever. That's right. We're going to talk about whatever Natus wants to talk about. If you want to ask me questions, if you want whatever it is.
So you're going to throw it on me?
Well, you could throw it back.
That's right. Okay, cool. I like that.
Yeah. You know how we flow.
Right. Okay, cool.
And let me say this while he's thinking of something. Nathan and I have this relationship, and that is the word flow. Sometimes I talk to him on the phone a couple of days out of the week. Sometimes I talk to him a couple of days out of the month. Sometimes I see him once every 6 months. Sometimes I see him once every year and a half. I'm telling you, and when he goes away on trips, he's been to Europe, he's been to Hawaii, he's been to New York, he's been to Canada, he's been to Washington, D.C., all these trips, I've never said, Give me a call, Nathan, when you get there. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not just on me. That's on the relationship that we've built, because neither one of us want that worrying, concerned, are you okay? And that's what we created.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's nice.
Well, now, okay, so back to you. Remember I said you were going to be in charge?
Yeah.
So what's up?
All right, so what's up? So it is my birthday.
Yes.
And I feel good today because I feel like I'm tired of doing things the same way, of getting annoyed at the same things, of being afraid of the same things, of telling myself the same stories. I feel like I'm 27, and how long am I going to keep doing the same things? It's time to mix it up.
Mm.
So today I'm flowing, like you say. I'm flowing with it. And there's been a couple things. There's always something. But instead of focusing on it and getting all ruffled, it's easier for me today to let it roll off.
Why is it easier today? Because you made that decision?
I made the decision. I did.
That's powerful.
It is powerful, and I feel powerful, too. I feel like it's like the first day of the rest of my life, as they say.
Ooh. My mouth is hanging open. I keep going. I mean, I'm just like,
well,
wow, this is a great message, and it's a great birthday gift to yourself.
Mm-hmm. And actually, on this birthday, too, I'm sharing the love on this birthday. Instead, I'm sharing the love with myself, too. Don't mm-hmm. get me wrong. But, no, don't get me wrong. But what can I do for you on my birthday? Maybe I can send out a message to you. Maybe I can wish love for you today as well. And I'll tell you, that's a new thing for me, but it feels good. So let me tell you one thing that I am planning on doing tonight.
Okay.
So I'm at the cabin, and this is a cabin. It's a small vacation rental that I rent out in the Poconos, Pennsylvania, and it's just me at this cabin, and it's secluded. And I don't like to go outside when it's dark because there ain't no lights. nobody around.
Nobody's home.
But what I want to do tonight is go outside anyway, because I have fireworks here that I've had at the cabin since 4th of July last year, and they've never been lit yet. So I want to go by the pond and light at least one firework, and it's like a 5-10 minute walk to the pond in the dark, in the woods.
Do you have a flashlight?
I do have a flashlight.
Oh, okay, because you're not just like, you know, putting your hands
right
out and hoping not to bump into trees.
No.
Okay.
But I want to do that because it's like a celebration of my birthday mixed with something that I'm afraid of doing, that I don't really need to be afraid of doing anymore. It's like, how long am I going to be afraid to go outside in the dark? I can do it during the day. So that's what I was thinking for me tonight.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. I'm just sitting here in awe, and I'm just visualizing, because I've been to the Creek House. I'm just visualizing your walk and your journey, and I know where you're going to end up, and I'm excited. I want to hear about it.
Yeah.
May I say something?
Yes.
This thing about being afraid of the dark, I'm just going to use myself as an example, you know, things that I've told myself I'm afraid of. And let me, you know what? Let me say I'm afraid of the dark. Okay? Mm. And I'm 56 years old and I'm afraid of the dark, and now I'm feeling powerful and I'm facing my quote unquote fears, and I'm tired of doing the same things. All the things that you just said, I'm feeling that. I'm feeling the same things. But there's only a twist to this story. There is a twist to this story. And you're going to hear about it right after the break.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're back.
Oh, my God. Get used to it, folks. That's one of her favorites.
Well,
pulling some shit on me, pulling some shit on our quote unquote audience. You go, girl. You do your thing, girl.
Oh,
but
my
what's
God.
This twist? Now I want to hear this twist.
Well, you're going to have to call back next week.
No.
No. Now! This is the twist. this is the twist.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen closely. And right after the break, I'll give you the...
Cool.
Okay, I'm done. One thing your mother knows how to do is drag it into the ground.
Well, I know that's right.
Drag it into the ground, take the knife, twisty, 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 pull it out, put it back in, twisty, twisty, twisty.
Okay.
Oh, he's getting anxious. You see that, audience? He doesn't have that much patience.
Well, we all got our things. We got our things.
I know. Okay, so this is the twist.
Okay.
I have been telling myself a story for 56 years. And that story isn't necessarily, I'm going to use the word necessarily, but if I was saying it, and this story isn't true. It's just not true.
Right.
I thought it was. It feels like it is. I sure did believe it for all those years. I sure did have a lot of evidence of it. I mean, I avoided this doing what I was afraid of. I sure did avoid what... What is that noise? Do you hear that noise?
Yeah, someone's trying to call me, but pay no mind.
Oh, okay. So it's on your end. That's okay. I thought it was on my end. Yeah, that's no problem. What?
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. It's like, how long am I going to tell myself the same stories?
And what if it wasn't what if it's not even true?
Well, it's not true if I want to tell myself a different story.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that other story is true. As much as you believed, as you are afraid of going out in the dark, then that's as much as you have to believe that you're not afraid of going out in the dark.
That's right. And I like how you put it in the story term rather than I'm afraid of this and I'm getting over it. I mean, I am getting over something. But I like it in terms of, I may not even be afraid of the dark. That's just the story I'm telling myself.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, so I like that.
Yeah. I mean, I told myself the story that all I did was taught aerobics for 30 years. I'm a freaking athlete. I told myself a story about me being fat or whatever it was. Nathan, I saw you last year, and before I saw you, I was like, I've gained weight. I'm fat because I hadn't been able to exercise. I've gained weight. And when you saw me, you were expecting some plump cherry.
That's right.
But I told my story. I told myself I was fat, and I believed it.
So what do you mean when you say you told yourself a story that you taught for 30 years?
I never said that I was an athlete. I didn't know I was an athlete. I just thought that, oh, I teach aerobics.
Oh, I see.
I teach exercise classes.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't realize there's not too many people 30 plus years that are a professional that have played and put their body through what I put my body through for 30 years. Not even your basketball players, your football players, your boxers. There is a limited amount of years that they can do that. Who does this? So I'm an athlete, but I didn't know that. But anyway.
So what does being an athlete mean, rather than being an aerobics instructor?
Well, let's say this, that I diminished what I was.
Okay.
That's one of my things. You know,
I think we all got a little, I think that's pretty universal, I would say. It's like not giving ourselves credit for what we do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know I know I have that bad.
Well, maybe you don't have it bad. Get it?
That's what and thank you for catching that, because that was a test.
Okay.
Very good. No, seriously, that was very good. Heads up.
Yeah.
What else? What else is going on?
What else is going on?
I love that, Nathan.
Yeah. There's some cool things. Do you know Tony Robbins?
Yes.
Because I was watching Oprah's own show, and she went to one of Tony Robbins' seminars because she had never gone before.
Mm-hmm.
So she wanted to see what was up. So she's there, and she's it's like 12 hours long. And she's thinking she's only going to stay for 2 hours, and she's kind of not feeling it. And then as he starts going, she stays the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, they do this firewalking thing where everyone in the whole group, 4,000 people, they all walk across hot coals. And Oprah did it. They all did it. But it was just this thing of putting your mind in a place where you're not afraid of that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm asking about Tony Robbins because I want to know what you feel. Like, do you feel him?
I
know he's read some books, too.
Yeah, he's very, very famous. He's one of the leaders. In fact, I have to say that he's the number one in the world motivational leader. In the world. He lives in Tahiti, and he just has a high school education. He doesn't have any PhDs. He actually graduated from Monrovia High School. This is my thing with all of the spiritual, the motivational teachers. And this is just my opinion, and I'm not pointing at Tony Robbins. This is just my opinion. What is the message? Is the message that you need to do something? Is the message that you're not whole? Is the message that something's wrong with you? Is the message that Is the message you're not making enough money, you're not living to your potential, you can be greater than you, is what, you know, what is the message? Do you go away feeling better about who you are at this moment? Or do you go away feeling like, gee, I there's something I've got to do, there's something more I have to do, there's something missing. So that, now I'm not going to say either way, but that's my question.
Okay.
And yeah, because I'm to this place right now, Nathan, that I am complete right now in this moment. I am complete. I am tired of thinking that if only I, you know, did five more things a day. And I don't meditate. You know why? Because it doesn't work for me. I can talk to the universe in the shower. I can, so, hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. No, I just thought something, cut out. So I am to a place where I want to feel the best I can in this moment.
Mm.
And let me tell you how I have to do that. Number one, I have to flow. I don't care what. Okay, let's just imagine this. Let's make believe. Let's make believe all of this has already been created. Let's make believe that this is a designed plan, that this is all, and I'm along for the ride.
Okay.
I'm along for the ride, and either I put the brakes on, or I turn right, or I turn left, or I just go along with the ride. And basically, what if this person that created, which I think it was me, created this situation, this life that I have right now, because they wanted me to experience losing a house. They wanted me to experience surgery on both my knees. They wanted me to experience not exercising for a year and a half. They want me to experience living paycheck to paycheck, because that's what they want to experience. That's what they want to experience. And guess what? That's what they are going to experience. Now, I can either go kicking or screaming, or I can relax and in the moment. And let me tell you something. This thing about feeling, this is the second thing that I learned, and then I'm off my soapbox. But this feeling of feeling bad, I mean, these emotions, I know the difference between feeling great and feeling bad. And let me tell you something, I'm done with these emotions of feeling bad, because let me tell you what I think it is. For me, it's self-destructive behavior. Feeling bad is the same as me sabotaging myself. I think it's self-destructive behavior. That's only for me. So it's on your birthday, and I'm making the same kind of pledge. I don't have it 100%. I don't have it 100%. Your thoughts?
Okay, well, I really like what you said about being complete about who you are in this moment, because I don't want to walk away from anything at any moment feeling like, well, I'm not enough, any of that. So I like that. As far as feeling bad, I mean, I don't like feeling bad. I just feel like there is no point in wallowing in something and beating yourself up. But if I do something, it's like when we talk about it, we feel like doing something off, and we're just off. You know, we yell at someone or snap, or we're bothered by something. It's like that. It feels bad.
Mm-hmm.
but it's like an indicator. It's like, okay, something's off.
Yeah, sign. Mm-hmm.
So feeling bad, to me, it's not the end of the world. It's like how long and how powerful it is. Does it paralyze you, or is it just like a light, like a red flag, real quick,
yeah,
and it's over?
Yeah. I like that, Nathan. It's like you're wearing a rubber band and you snap it on your wrist, and then for a second you're just becoming aware. I like that, of course. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a tool.
Right. But you can get lost in it, like you were saying. It's like, oh, I feel so bad. I feel bad for days, and we always talk about me. but yeah, you get caught up in feeling bad, and it's not even doing anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Making you feel worse. Now, I like what you said about being complete in the moment. So then what are we, but there's growth. There's always growth. So what is that compared to not doing anything? And even Tony Robbins was saying something about growth and how that's when we feel good. Something about that's when we feel good because we're meant to grow. The universe grows. Everything grows and evolves.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you feel complete in the moment and still grow at the same time?
Well, when you're in the moment, you are growing. It's when you're hitting the past or the future, that's not growth. That's stagnation.
Okay, boom.
And that was just inspired because I've never even had that question before, but that's how I feel, yeah.
No, that is good.
Look at the animals. There is no animal on this planet that thinks about the past. And no goddamn animal that thinks about the future.
Right.
This universe is about the moment. And can you imagine if you lived in the moment every moment of your life? Can you imagine how you would feel? I mean, I think it would be explosive.
I do too.
And that's growth.
Now, what about, okay, so you have surgery, both knees, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, if that's what I'm meant to experience, that's what I'm meant to experience. I guess this goes back to what we were talking about. How much is it? Because I like the idea that I can change my experience, and then I am the creator of my experience rather than everything, quote unquote, happening to me.
Well, let's say this. You are the creator of your experience. And you decide how you're going to experience anything. Whether you're going to be irritated or whether you're going to flow. Whether you're going to be happy or...
Yeah,
yeah. So see, you create this experience. But what you don't do, this is my opinion, what you don't do is you are not in charge of getting Harold Hill.
Mm. Yeah.
You chose to get Harold Hill before you even got here. Listen, if you choose your parents, why wouldn't you choose everything else? You choose your parents for the experience, right?
Yes.
That each one of them is going to bring to you. You chose them for a reason. You chose them for that experience. And so you've chosen all of these experiences. But now you choose how you're going to experience them. How are you going to experience the experiences? Are you gonna be grateful for your roles, or are you gonna have your lips poked out? I'm talking about myself too. Am I gonna be grateful for the jobs? Am I gonna be grateful for what I've had or during the class, or do I just habitually run through life and okay, right turn, left turn, up, down, right, left? Yeah.
But there are people that do the same things that have that do the same things. They go to the same places, same job for their whole lives. And there are other people that do the same things and then they change. And then they do something else. They move. They move to a different house. They are around different people. So I feel like they create their experience because their intention is to change something.
Well, let's say this. Let's stay with you and me.
Okay.
Because we don't know what's behind their motivation.
No, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you're putting your spin on the motivations, but their motivations are...
Okay, well, let's putting on you and me is even better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we talk about being different and coming from a place that was so different.
Yes.
And I feel like there was something that's like, I don't want to do that anymore. I want to see what this is like.
And Nathan, you change it up, change it up, change it up. That's who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And so do you have a question about changing it up, or what is the...
Yeah, kind of going off. I guess we're just talking about what is already created versus what I have the power to create for my future.
Okay, so you're saying that, you're saying that you have the power to, say if the universe has it set up that you're going to have 5 Academy Awards and then you want 10, you're saying that you're going to be able to get 10.
Oh, yeah, basically, yes.
Mm-hmm. Good luck with that.
Right, but I get what you're saying. Well, let's mix it up.
Okay.
So what did you do today? You were at work today, right?
Yes, I was at work today, and I had a great day. I have 3 guys at this parking lot that's close to the bus stop where I park my car and get out and take the bus into downtown LA. And these guys watch out for me and my car, and they put cones up, orange cones, so I will have the closest spots. Did I tell you this?
No.
The closest spots to park close to where the bus picks me up. And every day, 1 of 3 of them put cones out. And I'm thinking today, you know, what can I? And they've been doing this for the last 2 months. And then today I thought, what I can do to give back. So I told one of them, I said, I'm going to make lunch for you guys once a month.
Mm.
And their eyes got big. Well, David's eyes got big. And really, you're going to make lunch? I said, yeah, I'm going to make lunch. You know, I'm going to make sandwiches, you know, really good sandwiches. And that was the morning of my day.
I love that. That's cool.
Yeah, I just really feel like this world. When I go out into the world, I feel like all of these people are my friends. But I'm not inviting them to my house. But they're my friends. Get it?
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Like, share the love.
Share the love.
And how do you start your morning the same way? every morning, or is it different, or are there some things you always do?
I always brush my teeth, and I always wash my face. And I 99.9% take a shower in the morning unless I take a shower at night, but usually it's in the morning.
Okay.
Sometimes I wash my hair, and I sit under the dryer. That's usually every 2 to 3 days. Sometimes I wear it naturally. I usually always wear and put on the same face makeup every day. Now, I've added a lot of glitter, but I always put
it.
I like the glitter. Oh, and Nathan, now I have a purple eyeliner underneath. I wear purple underneath my eyes. It's so cute.
Okay.
it's my new thing.
Yeah, and today you sent me those videos.
Yes.
Yes, which I love those videos. And yeah.
Your happy birthday videos.
Yeah, my happy birthday videos.
Yes. And while I was making one of those videos, Mary looks in the peephole and she sees me sitting on the conference room table and with my phone, and she opens the door. I'm, come on in, come on in. I said, I'm making videos for Nathan's birthday.
Mm.
You know, in the office. She says,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
What?
Exactly. I see you heard me.
Hmm.
I found a penny today, of course.
Okay. Yes.
And I listened to one of my favorite television shows, which you know and I know, Judge Judy.
Judge Judy.
Mm-hmm.
And why do you like Judge Judy? Oops, go ahead. You have something else?
No. Why do I like Judge Judy?
Yeah.
One reason. She's honest.
Mm.
She is an honest, honest person, and she tells it. She's not afraid to just, well, she's not afraid, but she speaks her mind. One of my favorite lines is when she looks at somebody and she says, there's something wrong with you. She's entertaining. She's honest, and she's entertaining.
Absolutely.
To me.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you.
Well, spanky.
Yeah.
So are you you ready to wrap it up, or you have something else?
I don't really have anything else.
Oh, you're stretching.
No, I just sat up. But no, I don't really have anything else. I think I'm... yes.
I think they're booing.
They're booing.
Yeah, it says kids booing.
Oh, Jesus. that's a funny one.
Now they're clapping.
Well, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta learn some more sound effects. I really have to plug in program sound effects.
You gotta plug that in because you can use a lot of them.
Yeah. That's funny. Okay.
So you're using your headset, right?
Yes, I'm using my headset, and I have my phone in front of me, and I taped those three sound effects on my phone, and I'm playing it back.
That's a good idea.
Well, it's really not a good idea. It's better just to push a button on this radio, on this board.
But that's good for now, though.
Yeah, that's good for now. Your mom's really good at ad-libbing. Not ad-libbing. Resourceful, thank you.
Yeah. Well, cool, Mom. Thank you. I love that we did this show.
Well, I have a question for you about the fireworks, Katy Perry.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Yes,
are
please.
you Are you are they regular fireworks like when we buy fireworks, or are they some kind of big rocket fireworks?
They're somewhere in between.
And have you used them before?
No.
Okay, well, I don't
Uh-oh. Oh, shit. That's what I was talking about, being honest, too. I got to be honest.
Okay.
I knew something wasn't right with those fireworks. I could feel something wasn't right.
And, but you kept answering, which is pretty good. Thank you so much for being honest, because usually you would do the big shutdown.
Shutdown or the runaround.
No, the shutdown, runaround, or the shut up. Which one?
Okay. Or all three.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, those are my favorites when you hit me with all three of them.
Yeah, so what do you think? I shouldn't do it?
No. I think you should do it. I was just going to say to be careful.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, hell yeah, I'm definitely going to be careful.
Yeah. No. I'm not going to rain on your parade. Come on now. I just want you to be mindful and to be careful. That's it.
Okay, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about when you used to do the run around.
I thought we were out of time. We're not out of time yet.
Well, we got 3 minutes and 36 seconds.
Okay.
3 minutes and 33 seconds.
3 minutes, 32 seconds.
And counting, get it? Yeah, that's my favorite, the runaround. The runaround. You know what my favorite is? I'm trying to think. The time that you backed into the pillar outside, or the time that you, when I came downstairs and I thought that there was somebody was in the raining in the house, and it turns out that the front door is wide open and it's raining outside, but it felt like it was raining inside. It's about 5 o'clock in the morning, and you know you're upstairs sleeping. I don't know which one to pick. Or the beer on the floor, and I just have to step in it. Or you and Dad throwing the football in the house.
Wow.
Yeah.
They sound like pretty minor things, don't they, audience?
Yeah. To you. Minor things to you. I was gonna say that the door opening with the raining outside, it pitch black raining in the middle of the night, I think that's my favorite.
That's your favorite one?
Yes. I would think
that your favorite one is in the car running into the pillar and saying, I didn't do that.
You know what, that was pretty good though, audience. He hit the pillar outside. First of all, it's a brand new house, never been lived in. Hit the pillar outside. And I see it a week later, and I say, Nathan, did you do? And he says, no.
Something like that.
Oh, that's right. It's, no, I didn't.
No, it's, I don't think so.
No, and then I said, oh, okay. And then an hour later, we have 60 seconds left in the show. An hour later,
right.
He says, you know what? Yes, I did.
Well, I don't remember that happening, but I do know it's my birthday, and we got 40 seconds to celebrate with our audience.
I love you, Nathan. We do have 40 seconds, 35, 36. What a wonderful conversation!
Yeah, that was cool.
This
was your idea. Give props where props is due.
Yeah, but I couldn't do it without you, baby. Couldn't do it without you and your ass.
You scratch my back, I'll scratch your back.
All right, baby. Let's try to keep our feathers down.
Ten seconds.
Rest. I love you, Nathan. I love you.
I love you too, Mom.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye, Mom.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one.